USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest trade war may be between next-door neighbors, as Canada's prime minister says. The implementation of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada is insulting and unacceptable. Justin Trudeau says,
the fact that the president has moved forward with these tariffs is not just going to hurt Canadian jobs, it's going to hurt U.S. jobs as well. And neither of those things is something that Canada wants to see.
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says Trudeau is overreacting.
Mr. Trudeau, I think he's overreacting. I don't want to get in the middle of that. As a fine friend and ally of the United States, nobody denies that. But the point is, we have to protect ourselves.
On Fox News Sunday, Kudlow calling it a dispute, not a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump's lead lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he does believe that President Trump or any president would have the power to pardon himself for any crimes he might commit, even murder.
He probably does. I mean, he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably does. That doesn't say he can't. I mean, that's another really interesting constitutional argument. Can the president pardon himself?
Giuliani telling ABC's This Week, had President Trump gotten angry and shot James Comey in the Oval Office, Trump may not have faced any charges. Primary season continues, and with tomorrow being Tuesday, there are more in 8 states this time around, as voters will be casting their ballots in California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The primary is determining candidates for November's national midterm elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two large wildfires continue to rage in New Mexico, fueled by drought-stricken trees and brush, the Buzzard Fire and the Ute Park Fire, torching thousands of acres. The Buzzard's Fire still burning in the western part of the state, with over 29,000 acres already scorched and it's 41% contained. Meantime, the Ute Park Fire in the north has exploded to over 36,000 acres since it started on Thursday. It's now 23%. Contained. A huge new cancer study with good news for women who have breast cancer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is a good time to remind you, you can catch us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com for USA Radio.